For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing a $21 billion fund to cover wildfire liability costs. Ratepayers would pay for half of it through a monthly surcharge of $2.50. Utility companies would pay the other half. Mark Toney is executive director of the Utility Reform Network, which advocates for California ratepayers. He says splitting the cost with utility companies is a fair deal.
This would require them to put up money just like ratepayers are putting up money so that we don't get in situations where utilities end up filing bankruptcy or having to raise rates.
The fund would act as insurance for wildfire damages. A company could tap the fund if the California Public Utilities Commission found that it took reasonable steps to prevent wildfires. In order to access the fund, the state's three largest utilities would have to meet new safety requirements and invest billions of dollars in equipment improvements. Whatever your thoughts on Megan Rapinoe, there is no denying her greatness on the soccer field. Yesterday, the U.S. women's national soccer team beat the Netherlands 2-0, winning the World Cup for a fourth time. Rapinoe, who also won the Golden Boot Award for being the top goal scorer of the tournament, is a North State native growing up in the community of Palo Cedro. NSPR's Kelly Frost was at a viewing party at the Reading Soccer Park and has more.
Rapinoe has been known lately mostly for her stance on gender equality and women's rights, and for kneeling before the national anthem. She's also been in a well-publicized Twitter feud with President Trump after publicly stating she wouldn't attend a congratulatory ceremony at the White House if asked. But from the few people we spoke with Sunday morning, not one seemed to mind if she mixed politics with sports. Jim Gowell, who lives in Washington State, came all the way to Reading to watch Rapinoe, who also plays for his favorite team, the Seattle Reign.
Athletes like this can use their position to actually make some change and make people think about things, and so I totally support them making that statement. Plus, it has to do with women's rights and the fact that she's basically speaking up for the inequality between the men's and the women's teams.
Trump did tweet his congratulations to the team following the victory in Nice, France. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Kelly Frost in Reading.
And I'm Sarah Bohannon.